Good morning. A mostly sunny and dry start to the day across interior New York and New England, with areas of locally dense fog. However, with the rising sun, that fog will mix out quickly. And cool temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s will begin to climb through the 50s and 60s and into the lower and mid 70s on average for daytime highs. As we get into the afternoon hours, we will continue to enjoy abundant sunshine with high pressure in control, and that high will keep it dry through the evening hours. A weak disturbance will head in our direction from the Ohio Valley tonight, and clouds will be on the increase with just the risk of a few showers, primarily in the southern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, by sunrise on Tuesday. There's not a lot of energy or moisture associated with this system, but still it will produce mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday afternoon with the risk of a passing shower or two as highs reach into the mid-70s. The middle of the week will feature a couple of disturbances passing through, sort of disjointed from one another, so skies will be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s, and then as that last wave of low pressure passes through, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and storms again on Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s. Behind that system, a new area of high pressure will build in for Friday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. And right now it looks like a good start to the holiday weekend with mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday, highs on Saturday in the lower 70s and pushing into the upper 70s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal boundary is expected to continue meandering across the southern plains and east across the lower to mid Mississippi and Tennessee valleys and toward the Carolinas through tomorrow. This will provide a focus for thunderstorms in those areas. And as low pressure along the front lifts northeastward today, parts of the mid-Atlantic can expect moderate to heavy rain along with localized flash flooding. Additionally, across the southern plains to lower Mississippi Valley, severe weather and flash flooding are both possible today into tomorrow as another front approaches. And a strong cold front will move across the northern plains into the Midwest today, and much cooler temperatures are forecast behind it, with highs 10 to 20 degrees below normal for the northern Rockies and into the northern central plains. In fact, temperatures will be sufficiently cold enough to support mixed precipitation or even light snow in the higher elevations of the northern Rockies today. Meanwhile, much of Texas will remain hot, with temperatures in the upper 90s and lower 100s. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 36 degrees with a northwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 33 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 48 degrees, the dew point 48, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.07 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Sun River, Oregon, and Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 60, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 6.07 inches for the month, which is 2.70 inches above normal, and 23.91 inches for the year, which is 2.15 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 57. The record high 93 set in 1953, and the record low 37 in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m., sunset this evening 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of a shower by sunrise, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing cloud tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with a scattered shower in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, still scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s on Friday, more sunshine in the lower 70s on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies on Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.